Pete Buttigieg got a taste of the difficulties of traveling in Southeast Alaska during his last visit. He and U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski had intended to travel to Haines from Juneau using a regional airline company. The flight was canceled due to low cloud cover. So, Buttigieg, Murkowski, and their staff hopped on a ferry and arrived in Haines a couple hours behind schedule. Buttigieg said the experience showed him how important the ferry system is for residents.
This experience really demonstrates, I think, the unique conditions that folks in rural Alaska live with every day. The kinds of road connections that you would take for granted in the lower 48 just aren't part of the story here. So it really points up the importance of making good use of the ferry dollars that we have.
Buttigieg and Murkowski spent some time at the ferry terminal speaking with workers there. They spoke of the jobs, the service to the communities.
With the testy, you know, she's 54 years old, which is a good life for any ship. Is it 59?
And the aging fleet.
She's mature.
About 25 residents met the delegation with protest signs. They came to oppose renovation plans for the Lutac dock. An arm of the Department of Transportation has agreed to fund the project. Protesters claimed the renovation would attract ore truck traffic that would drive through downtown Haines. They also say funding the dock would act as a subsidy to the Palmer Project, a mine prospect in the Chilkat Valley watershed they fear would destroy the valley's salmon runs. Resident Tom Ely summarized the situation.
Wonder why we're all here with our little signs.
I get the general idea.
Yeah. But we have some concerns about the infrastructure bill, that a lot of this money for Haines in particular is going to go to benefiting the mining industry, like putting a ore terminal where our salmon spawn right out the door here.
Buttigieg listened to the residents' concerns and went on to visit the dock in question with local officials. He asked what the dock renovation would enable that cannot already be accomplished by the current facilities. Officials said the current dock is decaying, and the barge must still use the far corner of the dock to tie up and use a new ramp. Haines Mayor Doug Olrud acknowledged residents' opposition to the project.
A lot of that came about because there's a group of mining executives from the Yukon attended a ports and harbors meeting telephonically, and they proposed bringing ore from the Yukon down.
Olrud said he doesn't think the miners' plan was feasible.
That would have required, at the low end, about 1,000 containers. And so we would need about 2 acres of storage just for those containers. And
so that's a pretty different scope than what you're talking about.
It's a pretty different scope than what we're looking at here. And even if those were stored off-site, to have trucks bringing those, even if it's a half mile down, I just think the cost of doing that is going to be prohibitive for anybody, and that it's going to be more likely that they're going to go to Stewart, B.C.
One of the highlights of the visit was seeing a hole in the ground. Sinkholes have developed on the dock. Borough officials say this shows the need to perform the dock renovations soon. When asked about the local opposition to the project, Buttigieg remembers his previous job.
Well, you know, I used to be a mayor. I have a lot of respect for those local processes and the fact that there are strongly held views about every project.
He says it is not his role to intervene in local politics.
We as the Department of Transportation aren't involved in discussions or debates about the future of mining, for example. Our focus really is on the quality of the infrastructure and the application that came in with regard to the plans for cargo. But, you know, as part of the permitting process, part of that is making sure that everybody's voices are heard. We're committed to that and also committed to making sure that we make the right kinds of investments to support the needs of this community.
The secretary and the senator went on to tour around Haines and meet with local tribal leaders. That meeting was not open to the press. In the afternoon, the sky had cleared and the visitors were able to catch a flight back to Juneau. Buttigieg said this may not be his last visit.
I'd love to come back with my family. It's such a remarkable place. So both professionally and personally, I feel like we've seen a lot and there's a lot more to see.
Plans for the Lutac dock have been approved. The borough hopes to complete the $25 million project by the end of 2024. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePermenil.